Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
I'm so glad you've joined me for today's weekday meditation. You know, these meditations are designed for us to be able to walk together through a time of guided prayer and specific quiet and still meditation. As we prepare to meditate today, I invite you to listen to 1 John chapter 4, beginning in verse 14. And we are confident that He hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases Him. And since we know He hears us when we make our request, we also know that He will give us what we ask for. You know, friend, the Scriptures in the New Testament are absolutely saturated with this concept that is written here in 1 John 5, that we can be confident that He hears us. You know, as we prepare to meditate today, let's pray that we might speak boldly before the throne. Lord, in the midst of this time of uncertainty, would You fuel my faith? Would You give me crystal clear direction into how I am to be a comfort to others, how I am to have a compassionate heart toward others? And Lord, let everything that I request and everything I bring to You today, may it all happen in Your timing and in Your will, so that it might be for my good and for Your glory. And now, friend, as you prepare to get quiet and still, I invite you just to pull off the side of the road, get in a parking lot, maybe step off of the treadmill, maybe stop your walk for a minute just to let your muscles fall at ease. Start paying attention to your breath. Don't breathe differently. Just pay deep attention to your breath as you bring in long and slow inhales and forced exhales. Let's breathe together one time very deeply. Hold it, and then we're going to force that anxiety out. And now tell the Lord something you're grateful for right now. God, right now, even in the midst of these trying times, I'm grateful for, and then finish that sentence. And then bring your family before the Lord. Lord, in the times of uncertainty, would You let me serve my family and love my family well and protect us? Pray for our leaders. God, would You give our president, our Congress, our Senate, even all the way to our local governmental leaders, would You give them great wisdom that is heaven sent? And now, my friend, prepare your heart and your soul. Prepare your mind to get still and quiet and let the Lord speak into your life. I believe this is most easily done when we set ourselves aside and when our mind begins to wander. Remember to tell the Lord this: Lord, I am confident in You. Lord, I am confident in You. Every time in this moment of quietude, when your brain begins to wander, mention these words to the Lord: Lord, I am confident in You. I'm going to mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Lord, I am confident in You.
Thank you.
Well, indeed, we are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. And what we know is that he loves us. He loves us so much that he cannot wait for us to cry out to his name and bring with great confidence our prayers. Friend, in the midst of this time, find yourself as a prayer warrior and a person that is so confident that as you speak to the Lord, he not only hears, but he answers. God bless you, friend. I'll see you back tomorrow on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.